Well, I can just say that that was a tremendous football game for those that really enjoy football at its very basic element. It was a very physical game. We knew it was going to be. We had the rain. We had the wind. We had all those ingredients thrown in. And both defenses played superbly. Very, very difficult for either team to muster any kind of consistency offensively. You know, the play that Eli made on third down that got us the touchdown that gave us the lead was just an incredible football play. And then the play at the end of the game, there were two of them, the ball that hit the return man's knee and then the ball that was stripped by Jaquan Williams and recovered by Devin Thomas, which gave us, you know, field position that we needed. We were then able to rush the ball a little bit and got it in the middle of the field, kicked the field goal to win. But just a classic football game that seemed like no one was going to put themselves in position to win it. But we were able to do that. So I'm very proud of this group, very proud of this group, congratulating our ownership, our team, our coaches for the way that they prepared and performed here. The 49ers are a very good football team. They don't need me to say that, but they certainly have a formula that I admire. You know, they play great defense. They don't turn the ball over. And so they were able to have an outstanding season. So I congratulate them for their season, and we're all excited about advancing. Yeah, they had a tremendous pass rush. We didn't have a lot of run. There wasn't much variety in what we were doing. Our screens didn't seem to work especially well either, but Eli just hung in there and made plays when we needed for him to make them and displayed the kind of leadership that he's shown all year long.
Coach, I know that one of the teams that had seven or eight in the middle of this game, things are tough. You tell your team to fight. What is it about this team, this group of players, that they're able to do?
They have grit now. They battle. They're battle-tested. We've had five straight single-elimination games, and somehow, some way, we've scratched our way into finding a way to win. And, you know, we prepare well. The guys really do know what's at stake. I think the veteran guys really help our younger guys in that regard. And we'll have to do a lot of teaching from here, this point on, too, with these youngsters, because I'm sure they have no idea what they're getting into now. Yeah, someone asked me that just a minute ago in there, and I said, I don't know if I'm ready to start talking about that yet, but I'm sure that it'll be a tremendous copy for the two of us matching up again, resuming the 2007-2008 battle. But, you know, congratulations to them. I did see the score, and we'll start getting ready for them in a couple of days. We reminded them pretty much the entire week. So for those that I did speak to on the sideline, on certain occasions I would say that, because like at the end of the game when we recovered the fumble, there wasn't any question what they would go for there. And I thought the response was very good. But we talked about that all week long. They're a great ball-stripping outfit. You know, I think Whitner's probably the best at it, but they all are taught that, and they all do a good job of trying to get the ball out.
Tom, you often talk about Eli never getting observed by anything. He took a lot of big hits sometimes. The fact that didn't affect his game at all, how significant was that?
Well, that's his focus. You know, his focus on what's necessary for us to win, the position that he plays, the fact that he has to make plays and can't, you know, cannot make a mistake in that regard, and still to get back up the number of times that that he was hit. It tells you the kind of courage, the kind of player, the kind of focus, the kind of leader that he is, and his performance tonight certainly proved that.
Tom, your special teams over the years have kind of been stuck with the fact that they, you know, your team needed something, they gave you.
You know, we knew going in, and we had talked about this as well, that I felt like someone that did not necessarily get the kudos and wasn't someone that that everyone's familiar with as a guy who makes is a difference maker in the game. I felt someone like that would step up and make a big play, because it was needed. You know, this was a game of field position, a game of turnovers, and we needed for special teams to help us, number one, with the field position aspect of it, but secondly, in contributing in turnovers, and certainly we got two big ones. I'm not surprised. I'm delighted. I'm excited, you know. At times it's very difficult even to contain yourself. Even this past week when the excitement of this thing was building up, the days seemed to be flying by, and I was, nervous that we were doing all we could possibly do to help put ourselves in a position to win. But, you know, these guys have gone out and done it against the best. We've played an awful lot of superior football teams this year, and down the stretch we've played a lot of them, and that certainly has helped. It was a low snap. He got it to where he wanted. He had come over. He looked like he was upset. I was trying to figure out what was wrong, and he said, I want to get this field goal kicked and go to the Super Bowl. And I said, that sounds like a good idea to me. But, I think he handled that one well. Excuse me? I have been talking about the defense. They played superbly, and so did the 49er defense. And it was one of those games where, it was kind of like, holy, how is this going to end up? You know, who's going to make a play here to, of course, I didn't want them to, but who's going to make a play here to solidify a win? And that play ended up being a special team play.
How about the
cruise
in the first half?
How? By just, staying the course, never saying never. Trying to encourage at every point throughout the season, whether it was good or bad, not denying any of the facts, but still nevertheless, seeing that that we had a talented team, believing in that team, thinking that, if we could only get all these pieces together, we maybe would have a chance to make ourselves recognized, and also because we had jumped out early, and the race for the NFC East was so tight that was a constant as well. I felt like we were always in contention to win the division, even when things weren't going as well as we would have liked them. I'm trying to fight it. The players actually. OC said, he sat next to me a minute in there, and he just looked at me with a smile on his face, and he said, "Have you thought about how this is coming down? Do you realize that this is scary because of the way it's coming about?" That's a little deep for me, I guess. No, not really. It's, I think when you're not in the playoffs, it hurts a lot. And those are the times when you think, my goodness, what are we missing here? How are we denying ourselves such an incredible, enjoyable experience? What can we do about that? But, I think it's it's been a couple of years since we've been in the playoffs, a few years since the Super Bowl, and now to have this experience again, we're truly, first of all, we're humble about it, knowing full well that a game of this nature right here could have gone either way. Thank God it went our way, but we're excited. We're excited about it.
Coach, why do you think Cruz and Eli had such a better game against the Niners the second time around?
Well, I think that it was necessary for us to be able to have some people step up in order to, we weren't running the ball very well. We needed to throw the ball well. We needed for people to make plays, and if that's the case, then so be it. But it's a tribute to Eli, to Cruz, to all the offensive players, just hang in there and keep battling, even when it wasn't going especially our way.
All right.
Okay.
All right.